on Kabla.tv, relevant questions may be aired. Rav, go ahead.
Love your friend as yourself is the main condition that we have in creation, and it's a condition that we have to observe. This is what the Creator did. He created the evil inclination, which is completely contradicted to love thy friend as yourself, and gave us this condition so that despite our nature, we will try to reach it and see how we're not capable, and accordingly, we will feel through realizing that we're not like him, that love thy friend as thyself is not even the goal, it's just the means. And the real goal is to come to adhesion to the Creator. But the question is, how can we approach him? Only by loving the others like we love ourselves. And then it turns out that love thy friend as thyself is a means on one hand. On the other hand, it's the component and the reason. On the third side, it's the internal essence of the Creator, because there's nothing to love in the Creator. There's nothing you can hold on to with our senses. And love thy friend as thyself. If we reach this condition fully, then at the end, we also reach love your God, your Lord. And this is the true internal purpose. Let's see what Rabash writes and how he renews things for us. This question is an essential question, a central question. And let's hope that we will touch it and get close. Definition?
Say it again.
The definition for a seat of scornful, as much as I understood it, it's a group of people that when you talk about connection and love, they laugh about it and kind of disregard it.
Yes, let's say so. There are many forms of laughter, but when you turn the rules that the Kabbalists recommended us to follow in order to reach our final correction, the purpose of creation, and then these are being mocked. And typically, not the goal itself is mocked, because you can't really hold on to it and mock it, but it's more about the means. Why do they mock it? They're right. Because their mockery is because they're unable to and not wanting to and looking for a justification to not correct themselves, to not carry out love their friend as they self. Meaning it's understood why it's happening to them. It's not just some phenomenon. It's a natural phenomenon where the will to receive drives people in such a way that they cannot accept these things seriously. Love of others, how come love of others belongs to love of the Creator? Why does love of others belong to the goal of creation? Why does love of others have to do with discovering the upper force, the upper world? One thing doesn't have to do with the other, so they say. And it's clear why it's so. Because they are unable to, incapable of carrying out this condition, and they look for justification. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, we still have to see that without this, we won't be able to advance. And so we see that the society who listens to this condition of how to reach the correction of the soul, who listens to this condition of love their friend as they self, it divides to two. Those who disagree with that and say, okay, we will fix, we'll correct all the rest, we don't care what, but, you know, more things are demanded from us. So they create all kinds of conditions for themselves, all kinds of laws, and settle with that. Whereas love of others and especially the others, their fellow men who are part of their own, who are closer to them, part of their own nation, no. And the other group are saying no. Love thy friend as thyself, as the Torah states, is the condition. It is the gist and the center of the whole Torah. We have to carry that out, and all the rest will be a part of that, will be an aspect of that, will appear in this rule. So love the friend as thyself is the rule of everything else. And all the details will discovered within that rule, as it contains everything else. And so they fight with themselves. One shall help his friend to fulfill this rule, love thy friend as thyself. And they are called Kabbalists. They accept this condition the Torah gives directly, and they don't let it go until they do it. And that's what we're working to do. And so you have to understand the whole of humanity, how it is divided to the broad public who doesn't want to carry out love their friend as theyself in practice, and they look for all kinds of excuses and other conditions that can be replaced, that can replace this one. And of course they are the majority in terms of the quantity of people, because certainly not resisting our nature is a lot easier. So that's where most people are. And a small part of the people, which are the Kabbalists, who are accepting this rule of love the friend as thyself as it is, and they realize it in tens, in groups, and when they come to the realization of love thy friend as thyself, in it they find love thy Lord, meaning they achieve the correction of the soul and the lofty state of adhesion with the Creator. That's how it is.
Why is there such resistance to love of others? Why is it so hard to attain love of others? Why is there such a resistance by a person to love those who are close to him?
A person has nothing more hated than loving the others, because one's nature is the evil inclination that appears as hatred towards others. And we exist in the lowliest, littlest, most concealed world. Concealed meaning that it hides the true reality from us. And so it seems to us that we are able to be in love and connection with others, but all of that is only in our will to receive, in our egoistic desire. In truth, however, it's all just love in our egoistic desire. There is no love this way. Love is about how much I can rise above self-benefit and love the others in a way that's beneficial to the others and against what is beneficial for me. Turns out that in order to love the others, I have to make a restriction, masach or chozer, different actions, only after which I can see. In what way I exist towards love of others. This is not simple. It is discovered gradually throughout our whole life, if our life will be enough for it, and if not, there will be more opportunities. But that's the goal. There's nothing beyond that. The moment we achieve love of others, in that vessel of love of others, we attain love of God, and that's the final correction. And that's what we need to fulfill in our life. This has to be the goal that we cannot veer off from. All right? Okay.
P.T. 19.
Yes, hello, Rav. You already answered it a little bit. My question is, love, to reach love of others, you can go from love of others, you can get to love of the Creator. You said that to fill the other, to do good to the other, is love. So if possible, what is it? What is true love? It's to fill the other?
No, it's to support others in the right direction. This is called loving the others. It's not that you fulfill their ego. It's that you go together with the others and support them to reach the spiritual goal.
Moscow 4.
Moscow 4.
Yes, dear teacher, the size of this plea of love of others depends on the extent in which I can stabilize this benefit above everything that's occurring in my life.
Success depends on how many zeros I put before me in connection with the friends, how much the friend is greater in my eyes. Kiev 2.
Lo shomim. Ma kore lachem hayom?
We don't hear you. What's going on today?
Focus group.
What is the result supposed to be from nullifying towards a friend, putting those zeros before me? What is the consequence supposed to be as my nullifying towards my friends?
The result of nullifying towards the friends, that if I worry about supporting them to reach the spiritual goal, then it helps me the most in reaching that goal.
What is the precise measure by which a person puts himself as a zero towards a friend?
By always thinking about how to help the friend reach the spiritual goal and seeing himself only as support for it.
Some kind of new quality. What is that zero?
One or zero means who is more, who first, who is more important. Either the individual is more important or his friend is more important in his eyes. That's it. That's all. We have to try to build this kind of relationship between us, that first of all, I live in order for the friends to reach the goal. You can imagine to yourself a person who lives for the sake of his little children, right? That I have a little kid and I live in order to bring him up, to educate him, to help him, to grow him. That's how I relate to my little child. So that's how you need to relate to the friend. And much more than that, because to your child, you relate with beastly love of this world. And to the friend, I need to relate with spiritual love. It's a higher level. And there cannot be love of the Creator, relation to the Creator in me, more than relation to the fellow man. So that's why it's from love of the created beings, the love of the Creator. So if you want to know how much you relate to the Creator, just imagine to yourself how much altogether you relate to your friends. And accordingly, you will exactly know that you relate to the Creator. And it doesn't matter what you feel, what you imagine to yourself, it's exactly...
Question from a friend. What's the difference between love of others and love of the Creator?
Love of others is the kli, love of the Creator is the light that appears in the kli. We don't understand how it's like to love the Creator, just understand what it's about. The Creator is not a concept, it's not something we recognize, and we imagine it in all kinds of ways that it's certainly untrue. How can we come to love of the Creator? What characteristics do I love about Him? And who is He? And what is He? We don't know anything of that, and we cannot discover that. You see, the whole world imagines the upper force in all kinds of nonsense that are completely and totally false. Because it's how the egoistic inclination portrays it to us, and people give it all kinds of depictions and portrayals. What we can do about it is just one thing. From our hatred to the friends, to others, we need to start putting together the opposite form of love of others. And even that is not by ourselves, but by the upper force. And that's how it is set up. So we have no other choice but to reach the love of the Creator. We didn't have Bulgaria. Please.
How to build correctly our buildings so that the love of friends will...
We need to think about the end result in the initial thought. The end result in the initial thought. Meaning that I have to see the end. The end goal, how do I reach Him? And then I need to know that in order to reach Him, I need this intermediate stop, which is love of the created beings. This is called from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. So, love of the Creator needs to be the goal that stands before me clearly, the final goal. And we need to know that reaching it is through love of the created beings. So both this and that need to be in front of me, but as the goal and the means. The goal is love of the Creator, the means is love of friends.
MAC VG1.
Understood? MAC VG1.
Good day.
Rav, the love of others. My work is in the friend asking through me from the Creator for the desire, to awaken the desire. And that's everything? So that the friend will be able to ask through me to the Creator? In essence, that is
I can't answer you because you ask in a very limited fashion, and don't think that this, by that, you say this is my work and this is my friend's work. No, there are many more aspects here in this connection between me and the friend and the creator. What you said is insufficient.
Latin, please.
Latin, please.
Rad, buenas noches. Quería preguntarle.
Buenas noches.
Si yo me imagino.
Good evening, Rav. We have a question.
¿Tiene un efecto en la conexión real?
If I depict that I'm in connection, does that have an influence on the connection itself, the real connection?
Yes. Yes. When I imagine to myself that I'm already in the final correction, when I envision to myself that I'm in the final correction, you understand where I am and where is the final correction and the gap there is? But if I still depict it to myself, it influences me and that final correction that we somehow connect in my fantasy, which has no tangible result, but still there is something because where one's thoughts is where he is. So think about wanting to be in the final correction. Always think about it and it will help.
Rav, shomim Rav.
Ken.
Can you hear Rav?
Yes.
When a person makes a zero of himself and nullifies before the society and discovers that still that one stands on its place, what does it mean to truly feel a zero in practical?
Zero in practice, you can feel only when there is one in front of you and you keep yourself as one against yourself. Only when you make an effort to stay a zero towards others with respect to that one in front of you, then without that one in front of you, you can't hold a zero.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that this one is standing on its place.
Of course, it is said, and my sin appears before me at all times. Very good, and it will be that way even more.
But is there a way to get rid of it, to cancel it out?
Never. Never. But you will always have to feel the zero more and more.
Something doesn't calculate, Rav. Does that one ever get canceled out, the one that's before the zero?
You can't have one without the other, not the zero or the one.
So the zero needs to be put above the one?
Yes, of course. If there's, how can you have a will to bestow without a will to receive?
PT 9.
All right, PT 9.
אין שאלה.
נסי, אתה במיוט.
נו, פרופסור, יש לכם...
נסי, אתה במיוט.
מאיפה זה?
Who is this?
Question. Why if he's less than his friend at 0.1 and two friends at 0.01?
Because he annuls himself, he nullifies himself with respect to another one. If he nullifies himself with respect to 9, then he truly comes to the true one.
No, Akasha.
According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself. According to what is explained concerning love thy friend as thyself, all the details of the 612 mitzvot are contained in this rule. It is as our sages say, the rest is its commentary. Go study. This means that by keeping the 612 mitzvot, we will be rewarded with the rule, love thy friend, and following that, the love of God. Thus, what does love of friends give us? It is written that by gathering a few friends together, since they each have but a small force of love of others, meaning they can carry out the love of others only potentially, when they implement it, they remember that they have decided to relinquish self-love in favor of love of others. But in fact, one sees that he cannot relinquish any pleasure of the will to receive in favor of another, not even a bit. However, by assembling a few people who agree that they have to achieve the love of others, when they annul themselves before one another, they are all intermingled. Thus, in each person there accumulates a great force according to the size of the association. And then each can execute the love of others in actual effect.
So what do we have here? We had a great beautiful system called Adam HaRishon before the sin that the Creator created, which is included, which is comprised of individual pieces, individual desires, and these desires were interconnected, and the upper force was the that created them. Held them by its force. And what happens afterwards? In order to give, to finally give spirituality that force that holds them, that keeps them, that sustains them, that system was shattered. And then each and every desire now feels that it doesn't belong to the others. First of all, that at first they had some forces that connected them, that they were given from above, by the Creator, by the upper force, by the upper light that created them. So now all this force inverted to the opposite, and now they feel disconnection, misunderstanding, lack of consideration of the others. At first, they had inherent consideration of each other. That's how the upper light created them. And after the shattering, they feel no relevance, no belonging to each other. On the contrary, they feel rejection to each other. Every part feels only itself, meaning the same force of connection they had before now has been inverted into a force of separation. And that force of separation is called, I created the evil inclination. How was it created? Through the shattering. And then every one became opposite to the other. What are we doing next? If there is, in order for them to work against the force of separation, they attain the force of unity more and more. And attaining the force of unity more than before, they don't go back to that state that they had before. What they reach now is a completely different level, higher level of unity, of connection that they had before. And this attainment is called the attainment of the upper force. And attaining that can be done by wanting, trying, making efforts, meaning they add their own work to it. Please.
So, what do the details of the 612 mitzvot give us, which we said are in order to keep the rule, since the rule is kept by love of friends? And we see that in reality, there is love of friends among the secular too. They too gather in various circles in order to have love of friends. What then is the difference between religious and secular?
This is what he asks on the way. These parts want to be connected and the other parts want to be connected. The question is, what's the goal? What's the goal of building a society of connection to each other? This is the whole issue of connection. Let's say now we are in this pandemic, the coronavirus, and we don't know what awaits us. Who knows what will the day bring? So we want to know, how do we advance? How do we realize the goal of creation? Can we advance to the goal? Not by the plague of the coronavirus, but by our efforts.
Rav, maybe just explain verbally, what is this secular versus religious he's talking about here?
He wants to say that each and every person, each and every group, each and every nation has certain goals in life, habits, different religions. And so we have to rise above that. We have to understand that we have no room for all of these customs. Rabash would call them customs. Rather, we need to really see these things in a truthful manner. Why are we going to connect? And not against that, God forbid, but what are we in favor of? And then we will see that all in all, we need to search for the force of unity above all. And the force of separation is what we need to get rid of, only in favor of connection between us and against disconnection between us. That's what we need, how we need to work. And all kinds of other things, like he explains here, certain religious fashions that exist in the world and all that, we don't need to be in contact with them. Because our work is simple. Above all differences, we need to connect between us, and then the Creator appears in the connection between us. Yes.
The verse says, nor sat in the seat of the scornful. We must understand the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. If he slanders or speaks idle words, then the prohibition is not because of a seat of scornful. So what does the prohibition of seat of a scornful give us? Actually, the meaning is that when a few people come together for the purpose of love of friends, with the intention that each and every one will help his friend improve his corporeal state, each anticipates that by having more meetings, they will profit from society and improve their corporeal state. However, after all the meetings, everyone calculates and sees how much he has received from the association for the self-love, what the will to receive has gained by that.
Yeah, a person weighs whether he should or shouldn't be in such a group.
Since they invested time and effort to benefit society, and what did he gain by it? One could probably succeed more if engaged in self-benefit, at least the part of his own effort. But I entered the association because I thought that through it I would be able to gain more than I could gain alone. But now I see that I have gained nothing.
Meaning he thought that, like in a corporeal society, the more people gather, the more benefit there is. And here he doesn't see such a thing. He rather sees that he starts rejecting the others. So what's the benefit?
Then one regrets it and says, I would be better off using my own little strength instead of giving my time to the society. However, now that I have given my time to society in order to gain more properties through help from the society, I finally realize that not only did I not gain anything from society, I even lost what I could have gained alone. And when someone wishes to say that love of friends should be engaged in for the purpose of bestowal, meaning that everyone would work to benefit others, everyone laughs and mocks him. It seems to them like a kind of joke. And this is a seed of seculars. It is said about it, but sin is a reproach to any people. And every grace that they do for themselves.
And they called chilonim, secular, from the word chol, sand. It means cheap. It means that they take things that are unimportant, don't have true importance, and raise them higher.
Such a society detaches one from holiness and casts him into the world of mockery. This is the prohibition of the seat of the scornful. Our sages said about such societies, disperse the wicked, better for them and better for the world. In other words, it is better that they do not exist.
Meaning, if such friends connect and we see that they have such a corporeal goal and they have certain processes like that, then it's better for them to disperse, to not continue. If their goal is actually to achieve some corporeal benefit in order to receive, to be above the others, to oppress the others in what they are, to show the others that they are greater, then certainly it's better for them to disperse.
But it is opposite with the righteous. Assemble the righteous, better for them and better for the world. What is the meaning of righteous? It's those who want to keep the rule, love thy friend as thyself. Their sole intention is to exit self-love and assume a different nature of love of others. And although it is a mitzvah that should be kept, and that one can force oneself to keep, love is still something that is given to the heart. But the heart, on behalf of nature, disagrees. Hence, what can one do to make love of others touch the others touch the heart?
This we see on ourselves. As much as we speak, as much as we sing, as much as we dance and make actions, the heart stands behind the armor and it's there. It lies inside and doesn't feel anything. On the outside we can do whatever actions, but the heart stands behind, and that's it. It's the inner egoistic desire created by the Creator in a way that I do not control. what to do.
Yeah.
This is why we were given the 612 mitzvot. They have the power to induce a sensation in the heart. However, since it is against nature, that sensation is too small to have the ability to keep love of friends de facto, even though one has a need for it. Therefore, now he must seek advice on how to actually implement it.
Meaning, from now on, Rabash says this, if you feel that your heart is a stony heart and it doesn't get any kind of influence, it doesn't change, it cannot feel any relation to others, and it doesn't even feel hatred that much, all the more so love. It's just kind of neutral, indifferent, doesn't care what happens to the other, just doesn't care. Then what do we do? And then he gives us an advice. What advice?
The advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule, love thy friend, is by love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others.
Meaning there's a possibility here. He says there's a slight opening. There's a little opening to be able to reach a state where you can rule over your heart. So what do you do?
And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other.
So the condition is to nullify towards the other. How do I nullify myself towards the others, each and every friend?
However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
Here is a big question. I am an egoist, and I cannot feel anything. Can't feel anything. But if I nullify myself towards the friend, so in that part which I've nullified towards the friend, in that part I can feel my relation to them, to the friends, and to the Creator. Meaning by my annulment towards the friends, I build within me a place for the revelation of the Creator. Not just that I need to cancel myself. I actually practically build a place for the revelation of the Creator, and otherwise I won't have that. So let's examine ourselves, how much we build each and every day. We build a place for the revelation of the Creator. By each and every day, nullifying myself more and more towards the friends. By that, I basically clean the place from my ego, and the Creator can appear there. Read that sentence again.
Thus, everyone should say, and then he can achieve love of God, but the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
Yeah.
It is like writing numbers. If you write 1 and then 0, it is 10 times more. And when you write 2 zeros, it is 100 times more. In other words, if his friend is number 1 and the 0 follows it, it is considered that one receives from his friend 10 times more. And if he says that he is double 0 compared to his friend, he receives from his friend 100 times more.
In other words, in such a way that to the extent that he annuls himself before the friends, he builds in himself a place for the revelation of the Creator. Yes?
However, if it is to the contrary, and he says that his friend is 0 and he is 1, then he is 10 times less than his friend's 0.1. And if he can say that he is 1 and he has 2 friends who are both zeros compared to him, then he is 100 times less than them, meaning he is 0.01. Thus, his degree lessens according to the number of zeros he has from his friends. Yet, Yet, even once he acquires the strength and can keep the love of others in actual fact and feels his own gratification as bad for him, still do not believe in yourself. There must be fear of falling into self-love in the middle of the work. In other words, should one be given a greater pleasure than he is used to receiving, although he can already work in order to bestow with small pleasures, and is willing to relinquish them, he lives in fear of great pleasures. This is called fear. And this is the gate to receive the light of faith called the inspiration of the Shekhinah. As it is written in the Sulam commentary, by the measure of the fear is the measure of faith.
In other words, this is already a process that we're talking about. The main thing is to understand that annulment before the Creator, by this you make room for the revelation of the Creator. Yes?
Hence we must remember the matter of love thy friend as thyself should be kept because it is a mitzvah, since the Creator compared to engage in love of friends. And Rabbi Akiva only interprets this mitzvah that the Creator commanded. He intended to make this mitzvah into a rule by which to be able to keep all the mitzvot because of the commandment of the Creator and not because of self-benefit.
Meaning by my annulment before the friends, only in this way, when I annul myself before the friends, before others, only in this way do I get to all of the actions that are called mitzvot, commandments. And by this I build my kli, my vessel, in which my dvekut, my adhesion with the Creator is revealed. There are no other actions. That's what he's trying to say.
In other words, it is not that the mitzvot should expand their will to receive, meaning that by keeping the mitzvot, we would be generously rewarded. Quite the contrary. By keeping the mitzvot, we will reach the reward of being able to annul our self-love and achieve the love of others, and subsequently the love of God. Now we can understand.
In other words, the whole purpose of observing mitzvot is to work on annulling self-love, canceling it, and that stands before me all the time, and I don't think of anything else in performing the actions that are called mitzvot, the tzivui, the imperative, the commandment from the Creator, other than making room to connect to people, and through them, connect to the Creator with love. Yes, please.
Now we can understand what our sages said about the verse, Vesamtem, place them. It comes from the word sum, potion, as well as placing. If granted, it is the potion of life. If it is not granted, it is a potion of death.
Regrettably, we see a lot of it around, in all kinds of belief systems and religions, etc.
Not granted means that one engages in Torah mitzvot to multiply self-love, so the body would acquire possessions in return for the work. If granted, one's self-love is nullified, and he aims to receive a reward that is the strength for love of others. By this he will reach the love of the Creator, that his only wish will be to give contentment to the Creator.
Amen.
Buenos días, amado Rab, y amados amigos. Rab, ¿podría
Hello, dear Rav.
Explicarnos,
las mismas, can you explain?
Son mencionadas en el artículo frecuentemente que se deben cumplir desde el método de la,
the mitzvot, the commandments that we must keep. How does Kabbalah explain the mitzvot in this article?
All the mitzvot are components of one mitzvah, one commandment, love. Love your neighbor as yourself. This is the rule, the inclusive of all the mitzvot, all the laws. Love your friend as yourself. Now, in order to observe this law, there are many details. How I should connect to a friend, how I should connect to the whole ten, how I might connect to the whole people, to the whole world. How can I expand my kli to the extent that in all of my desires I am willing to bestow to love through the people to the Creator? This is basically our work. But the inclination is only one, to come to such connection that love is revealed. And this is what the whole Torah teaches us. There's nothing else. This is why it's called the law, the rule. That's it. It's so difficult for us to grasp it. We don't want to listen to it, to hear it. We want to replace it with other things, and we've done it throughout history. We built religions, belief systems, philosophies of all kinds, psychologies. They are all in order not to observe love your friend as yourself, which is basically all that we need to observe. The only thing. PT3.
In the 10, there's friends with different framework. Some are 7 days a week, some partial, 3 or 4, and so on. What is the work in the annulment in such a state that in 110, there's different framework days?
That's a problem. That is a problem. We need to see how we work with those who come and don't come. It's a problem. You have to check thoroughly if they are truly friends. A person who doesn't come even once a week becomes disconnected. He punches a hole. He drills a hole in the boat. It's a shame, but we can't throw them off the boat. We have to work with them in all kinds of other ways. And kind of block the holes that they drill in the hull of the ship. We really have to work on it.
So what's the work of annulment for people who come every day compared to those who don't come every day?
That they come and fix the holes that they are drilling in the boat for the time being together, but together, not instead of them.
Yeah. What does that mean, together?
Together means that maybe during the day you study with them or maybe something else, but you really try to... I don't know what to say. You try to bring them importance. The main thing is importance. Now we have the importance of the article. It is now the first time, you could say, that we felt how this is the central point, that that's the only thing we need to keep and develop in us more and more and more. Also, according to the questions, look what we got. Look how many questions. And I'm very happy. It's really a very important article. So we need to engage in this, talk about it. Please.
What in our degree does annulment towards the friends mean? Because I think there's a lot of confusion about that.
Annulment before the friend means that in everything that you do toward the purpose of life, the purpose of the world, I am with him. I totally annul in order to help him. That's the way it is.
Africa.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
How do I reach in reality, Mamash, that I am nothing compared to my friend?
What, Pam?
Again?
How do I reach that I am not?
I want to be included in him. Terence, listen. It's when I want to be included in him, to enter him. And everything he does, I want to support with my heart and soul. Whatever he does, with my eyes shut, I go and I support him. That as much power as he has, I add to it all of my powers. That's all we need. If we do this for each other, then we become a field that the Lord has blessed. The Creator is revealed in the connection between us. In this type of connection between us, the Creator is revealed. Because we want to give to one another. So one receives one, and then that connection between us becomes a place for the revelation of the Creator. It is very close. I'm telling everyone, it is very close to us. We can, like that, do it. Let's give it a little more attention and a little more effort and pressure on it, and we're there.
Rav, how do I maintain? Sometimes it is true that sometimes we feel something, we feel like we are together, and then it vanishes again. How during the day we try to maintain it, even if we are not talking together, but we feel it. How do we do that?
Mr. Imam, listen. Write this before you. I have this schedule. I'm sure you have it too. You have a phone, write it there. Every half an hour or an hour, you call a friend for 1 minute, for several minutes. You renew the connection between you. You renew the connection with a goal. during the day, two or three times you read this article. I don't think we need to read a different article today, but specifically repeat this article. And that's how it'll happen. Yeah. Set an example for everyone. You've been with us for many years already. You've been through so many states. And you can be an example of coping, of consistency and persistency. Let's go.
Кто такой товарищ и какие критерии определения товарища?
What is a friend? What are the criterions?
The word chaver in Hebrew, friend, comes from the word chibur, connection. Meaning it's a friend with whom I can be connected in order to attain the goal. So, there are friends for attaining all kinds of goals. With some friends, you go to steal and beat someone up. With some friends, you go to study something. We call a friend someone with whom I connect not only in order to attain some goal, but in order to build between us a place for attaining the goal. That's something entirely different. It's not just a friend that you have in order to get something, obtain something, but it's someone that between us you want to build something else, a place for the revelation of a third party, the Creator. So it's not just a friend. He becomes a part of me, I become a part of him, until we become as one. This is called as one man with one heart. This is what we call a friend.
Bulgaria.
Where are we? Bulgaria, we didn't have you. Bulgaria.
Привет, Раф.
Привет.
Hello, Раф.
Hello.
Compared to annulment, is it important only to build connection and love to a friend and through that to the Creator? Can we...
You answered everything as you were speaking. The first degree in connection among the friends is when each one annuls himself, cancels himself. So I don't interfere with the connection between us as if I don't have me. I have no me, no self, and I'm included in the friend totally. And I also expect him to be included in me. So much so that as it's as if he is impregnated in me and I am impregnated in him. So each of us enters the other, penetrates the other, because in each friend there is a chab. If Gugatanam, you have a chab. If I'm included in his chab, it's as if I'm in his womb, in his vessels of reception. He is in my chab. He is in my vessels of reception. And then in this way, we unite and complement one another. And this is what we do with the whole ten. Later, we will learn how we annul ourselves and come to the first Ibu, second Ibu, how we grow through connection between us, through the connection between us that is called degrees of impregnation, birth. Yenika, infancy, and Mochin, Gadlut, adulthood. It is all degrees of merging among all of us in the ten, building a kli for Adam of Adam HaRishon in which the Creator is revealed.
Another question. I want to annul myself and make room for the Creator inside me, for the Creator. That's what I heard. So what should I do? What can I do today differently for that to happen?
Look, each one has several tips that he does. I don't know. I think the tense with which you repeat, not the same article, maybe you go back to the same article, but when you talk to them, I think this is something you want to renew. And also, pay attention. Now we started to learn the Zohar in the evening Israel time. It's from 6 to 7 p.m. Israel time. It is really powerful. It renews our inclination towards spirituality, the connection between us. It renews the soul, invigorates the soul. It does many things. It doesn't matter how much a person understands. It doesn't. We need to talk about the light that is in the Book of Zohar. And for this reason, just being present in that lesson, you will see how the next morning you get up and you hear the morning lesson differently. The Zohar has major influence. There is no greater power in all the books than in the Book of Zohar. And even though it was written in such a way that we don't understand how it works, it does work. Test it on yourselves. And you'll see how important it is. Men, women, everyone. I don't guarantee I'll answer all your questions, because there are questions there that require a very comprehensive answer. But the power in it, you, during the reading, you will receive powers. So I highly recommend participating in this from 6 to 7 every morning, every evening, Israel time.
Friend,
I don't know. We've been studying the same article for over 2 hours now, right? Over 2 hours now. You see how this article awakens us. It's something new that we've never had before. Our heart, our attention, our willingness, our desire to participate, to feel, to understand this article, the topic of it as close. Today, it's something new. Try to see how this affects him. It may not. He may accept it, absorb it only intellectually and doesn't touch his heart at all. Then maybe he's not ready to be with you in this way. Dear Rav, you said, I'm included in the achap of the friend, and he is in mine. I become impregnated in him, he in me. Can you explain it?
Of course you can. You have to learn every part that regards the Ibul and the study of the Tenth Sefirot. You have questions that are kind of, tell me about it a bit, how me, I can grow and my friends. By you annulling towards a friend and wanting to participate with him in all heart and soul in order to attain your goal, meaning an annulment through the friend to reach annulment towards the Creator, by this you start growing. You supposedly go into the Ahab of the upper one, of a friend that which is the group. And in this way, each and every one of you is like Malchut. Towards the first nine, sefirot. And as much as each one annuls himself towards the first nine sefirot, and according to that, you enter Ibur, and you each feel the state of the Ibur. Then you go through states called the 9 months of pregnancy, because each one is Malchut. So when he reaches Keter, that's 9 sefirot, 9 months, and then you're born. Then you start living as childs compared to the group. And the group becomes the mother. And then you start feeling in her the upper force, the quality of chasadim, the quality of chokhmah. You can then start connecting to the group as the mother in suckling, nursing, where you receive the milk, and then you grow in annulment towards a group. That's 2 years, then 3, 6, 9 years, 13 years, and so on. Meaning it's all towards annulment. It's all towards annulment. Towards the 10. Because in the 10, you start revealing the Creator. That's why what we today were speaking about, each one needs to make a zero from himself compared to the one of the friend. That's the beginning of the spiritual work, that each one needs to be in that.
А вы еще сказали, что я жду от товарища, чтобы он включился в меня и
за. You also said that I wait for the I expect the friend to be included in me, impregnated in me. I don't understand. What do you mean? I expect him to do this.
I annul towards a friend and want to be in him in all his heart and soul to support everything he has to attain the goal. And I also can expect it to him to support me in practice to help me advance towards a goal. But that's already scrutiny that we'll do them soon. The main thing is to do what we were speaking about in the lesson. That is, it's only from connecting between you, you will understand what steps you can take together. The work we used to do is that each one advances alone towards the others. Our work from today onward is how we connect between us and start marching together ahead. So it's completely different work. Either each one goes whichever way he feels, or we connect to the group, but still everyone goes in any way he wanted. Or the group starts walking, marching as soldiers. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Left, right, left, right. That's the difference. There's changes in marching ahead. Now we need to advance mutually. 1, 2, 1, 2. Each and every one. And I hope that by that, we will start feeling each one the other. And as much as we become one body, And then our advancement will become one mutual kli. Well, good luck to us. Focus group.
The question from the internet. How do you in practice, if you feel complete indifference toward reality and especially toward the friends?
Can you speak in a more clear way?
Again, how do we come to annulment in practice if you feel complete indifference toward reality and especially toward the friends?
Pray that the Creator will give you the feeling for it, that He'll give me a heart of flesh instead of the stony heart. I have nothing else to offer you. That's how it is, friends. We won't read the article for today, but the article we just read and studied for 2.5 hours, we'll read it again now. And after that, we'll go out into the day and try during the day to study it in chapters and parts, each one together, everybody, or separate, and then together. Let's live this article throughout the day. It's not worth doing anything but this. Please.